Blog Talk Radio.
If I knew then what I know now, no, I wouldn't change much of anything anyhow. It was 50-50, and I won the coin toss when you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you dance with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you dance with me at the Huntington's Waltz.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by our sponsors, Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. Today we are doing a kind of a recap show. This is exciting. We actually, a couple months ago, had Therese on the show with us. And so she actually is the author of a book, Watching Their Dance, Three Sisters, A Genetic Disease, and Marrying into a Family. It's really an amazing book, and it's going across the nation now, so we get a big update on all that's going on. So let's jump right into the show. Welcome to the show, Therese.
Thank you.
And let's start. And for the people that weren't able to hear the show a couple months ago when we had you on talking about the book, can you give us an overview of the book and what it's about and what brought you to write it?
Watching Their Dance, Three Sisters, A Genetic Disease, and Marrying into a Family at Risk for Huntington's, it's an inspirational story of hope and love. It's John, my husband, and my love story. And for 38 years, we have lived at risk and had that uncertainty in our life. And my three sister-in-laws also were at risk for this disease. So I share in my book, I focus on how HD impacted our life and living with it. Being at risk for HD impacted our life. And then my three sister-in-laws had Huntington's disease. So then I speak to what it's like for loved ones to have HD and care for them.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Because you and your husband cared for your sister-in-laws.
Yes. Laura Marsh and Cindy, they were older sisters of John's. And they were a big part of our life, because these siblings were very, very close, because they had no mother at home. She was in Napa State Mental Hospital, and they had an absent dad. So they were very close, and they depended on each other, and that carried through to their adult life, and they were my very dear friends. And so each one of them lived with us at certain times, and then we cared for Marsha and Cindy when they were ill, and I oversaw their care. And, they were wonderful ladies, and they were my dear friends. And, that's what you do for the people that you love. And I wrote my book for many different reasons. And first, really the most important, I wanted to honor my sister-in-laws. I wanted people to know them, and I wanted them to know what they went through. And then I also started writing my book as a healing journey, because it was, 25 years of staring in the face of Huntington's disease. I needed to put my story on paper so the world could know what it's like to live with Huntington's disease in your family and what HD families go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the book was completed about a year ago, right?
No, I just got published at the end of March.
At the end of March, okay. Yeah.
I got my first shipment, Katie, the day before I attended your Health for HD International Conference at Elk Grove.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So I've been out 2 months now, and I'm an indie author, which means I have self-published, and I have my own company, NorCal Publishing Company, and I publish my own books, because I have two more books after this book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's so much better to have, because then you can do exactly what you're doing, which is you're going to events all over the nation, and you are doing book signings and bringing your book, mm-hmm. and you get to donate your book, the proceeds mm-hmm. or from the book or, you know, certain things to wherever you want. You have a lot more freedom doing it the way you did it. So let's talk about that. What is that? What are you mm-hmm. doing with that as far as, yeah.
Well, all the proceeds that I make on the book, Dawn and I decided a long time ago that we wanted to give that to Huntington's organizations around the world. So it's been selling really well in the UK, and so mm-hmm. the profits that I make off of the book sold in the UK, I am donating to the Huntington's Disease Association of the UK. When it's sold in Canada, I donate to the Huntington's Society of Canada. My profits will go to them. And in the United States, HDSA is partnering with me on the promotion. But if I attend, you know, like your conference, I donated the profits of my book that I sold that day at your conference to your organization. You know, we're all doing the same thing.
And we did. Yeah, we did receive those. So thank you. Yeah, we did actually receive a check donated to Help for HD. So the profits sold at the Sacramento Hype Day, or Elk Grove Hype Day. So that was awesome. It's nice to be able to take that money and turn it back into a program or research or where that organization focuses their efforts on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we all are you know, striving to cure or find a therapy, you know, to help our HD families.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about this tour you're going to start going on here. Are you already on it, a book tour?
Yeah, I'm already
started
on
your journey.
Yes, we left on Sunday. We have an RV, my husband and I, and we're in Nebraska right now. I'm on my way to Lenexa, Kansas. I grew up in Kansas, and I have family members there, and there is a Hope Walk. And so my husband and I are going to walk along with all my relatives, and then I'm going to promote my book there. And then from then on, I'm going to Chicago for the HDSA convention, where I will promote my book. So
you have about 10 stops.
I have about 10 events now. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you about the coolest one that we're going to attend. It's called the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival in Oklahoma, Oklahoma, where Woody Guthrie was born. Every year for the last 20 years, they have this folk festival. And so they invited me to come and be part of their program. And it's like 3 days.
How fun. Oh, very
so
cool. That's going to be that's going to be a great event. And I'm sure they're excited to have you there.
Well, yeah, it's all about Woody and the music, and the Guthrie family is going to be there, so I'm going to get to meet some of them.
Oh, that'll be fun. It's his son. Yeah, is his son playing there at the event?
Yeah, Arlo's going to be there.
That's fantastic. I wasn't sure if he was going to be playing music while he was there, or if he's just there attending.
Yeah, I think they're going to play music together as a family.
That's so great. Well, that'll be fun. How fun.
I have another event at the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm going to do a book discussion there.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So with this tour you're going on, are you doing kind of different things? Some are you having exhibit booths? Are you actually speaking about Huntington's disease and talking about your story in front of an audience? Or
yes, at the Woody Fest, the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival. Yes, I'm part of the program. And I will be talking about mm-hmm. Huntington. Also, the HDSA Oklahoma chapter is there,
mm-hmm.
and so they do they have some special time also.
Oh, very cool. And then your husband. I don't know if most people know your husband actually he is diagnosed. He was negative. He tested negative for Huntington's, but he's still continuing on this awareness campaign with you and telling his sister's story. And it's interesting with Huntington's disease, right? With even if you test negative, your fight is never over. You always fight for your family and their memory. And I see that. It's like,
yeah. And that's what I did with the book, because as I said, I wrote it to honor my sister-in-law's. I was looking for a way to heal, but also how to participate in this fight, you know, against this horrific disease. So this is my way and John's way, you know, of giving back. And you know, just really helping in you know, of stopping this disease, and that just affects us, you know, HD families for generations.
Yes. And did your sister-in-law have children? Do you have nieces and nephews at risk? Or?
You know, my sister-in-law did not have children, and two were by choice. One, she could not carry a child past the first trimester. And, you know, I just figured that was meant to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now Huntington's has stopped in my family, my husband's family, because they had no children. So, you know, we're blessed, Katie. We are just very, very blessed.
Yeah. And now you can continue on the fight and bring awareness let's tell our listeners, how do they get the book? Where is it available?
Well, I have an author website page, and I'm selling the book on that site, which is TreseKretchmerin.com, my name, .com.
Okay.
And I'm selling the book, the hard copy, a PDF file, and an EPUB. So you can buy whatever format you want, you know, to read it on your, you know, your device, or to buy a hard copy. And I'm doing it that way, Katie, because I'm cutting out the middleman. I'm cutting out Amazon and Barnes & Noble, because I can make a higher profit there to donate. But
it
is available on Amazon around the world, Barnes & Noble around the world. It's a Kindle. You can put it on Kobo and Nook. I have it at small independent bookstores around the world. So if you type in "watching their dance," you know where to buy it. It will come up and tell you. And of course, Amazon will come up first.
Yeah. They always. Yeah, they have. Yeah, definitely. But that is good to know that it is available in other form. If you buy it directly through Therese's website, that I will put on our show page here, so you guys can see it. That the proceeds are higher, and those proceeds do go back to the Huntington's disease community. So that's a better option, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I make $7 per book on my website profit.
Oh wow. Oh, that's fantastic. After print and everything, that's a really great profit.
And John and I are not making a dime in that. Then we don't
right.
we don't even make a dime. And the PDF is $6.99, and the EPUB is $6.99, and all that is my profit, because, you know, with the files, I don't have to really send anything.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I'm really trying to encourage people to do that. But you know, most people just think of Amazon. You know, that's their first thought.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And then, so tell us what the future holds. You have your tour, your book tour, and that will run you to the end of the year. Do you think?
No, it's going to run to the end of August.
Okay, the end of August. And then, what are your plans from there?
Well, then Christmas starts, you know, and books are big, you know. They are good gifts during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be back on my social media heavily, and be promoting and writing blogs. And I'm really cutting down on my blogs and my Facebook time, because I, you know, I'm traveling, and it's, you know, it's a lot of work to do that. But I'm going to prepare for the Christmas season, because I hope I can sell a lot of books, you know, during the season. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying. I'm trying, you know, the Huntington's community is my supporters. But this mm-hmm. is a love story. And HD mm-hmm. plays a big part in it, but it truly is, a love story. It's a love remembrance that's forged in crisis. And mm-hmm. on in my relationship, we have a very special relationship because I went into this knowing that he was at risk. And so, you know, by having this in our lives and how it could have changed at any moment, that we just learned to, love each other deeply and unconditionally. And so, it's a very nice love story, I think. Because we've been very happy.
Yeah.
And we, tried not to sweat the small stuff and enjoy life every day. The three mm-hmm. themes of my mm-hmm. book is hope. Hope is threaded throughout my book. Mindfulness, living in the present, trying not to worry about the future, knowing and embracing what I have in my life right now, and then unconditional love, which is very close to forgiveness. Those are the three themes of my book. And I think people mm-hmm. reading my book, whatever challenge you have in your life, you can learn, how to deal with it a little differently and enrich your life by using, mindfulness or hope or unconditional mm-hmm. love and forgiveness in life.
So and you mentioned a blog. Can you tell us a little bit about the blog?
Yes, it's on my author website, and I blog about Huntington's disease. I find articles and blog about those articles that have to do with research. I also do blog about my book a lot, I just recently had an interview with Dawn Landu. She's a blogger for the Huntington Post, and you used to work for the Huntington Post, didn't you?
No, we actually have the Huntington Post. Yeah, it actually comes up on that. That's funny you say that, because when you Google it, it comes up. But no, I never worked for the Huntington Post. I wish. It's a fantastic publication. But that's great. And
yeah,
so you just did an article. Did they write an article?
Yes, it was an interview. And it's the Chronicles of Huntington's is her blog, and then she has another blog, Tales from the Motherland. And so she interviewed me, and it posted just at one of the last days of the month. We were trying to get it in for HD Awareness Month, which is, May.
Sure.
So I've also done interviews with Kate Miner on my blog. She does have a book comment on the back of my book. So I've interviewed her about her family and Huntington's disease. I'm mm-hmm. going to have an interview with Trey Gray, who was mm-hmm. on Alive and Well documentary on mm-hmm. my blog in the near future. So it all really does revolve around Huntington's disease. I do, talk mm-hmm. about my family and too on there, but I try and stay focused on Huntington's.
Yeah. And have you gotten any book reviews on the book yet?
Yes, I got a fabulous review from Kirkus Magazine, a company that's been in existence for about 30 years that gives reviews on books, and I got a fabulous one from them, and I'm just so thrilled. It's what every author hopes for. And I've been getting a lot of feedback from people that they can't, once they start reading the book, they can't put it down because they want to know what happens.
Yeah, that's always exciting to hear as an author.
That's
what you want to hear.
I'm just going to keep plugging away. This is my passion for the rest of my life. I will have other books that are not going to be centered around Huntington's disease, they're historical fiction novels, but I will probably mm-hmm. give the proceeds to the Huntington's community. once I get them done.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for all your awareness and safe travels. This is fantastic. You guys, you can go to her website and read her blog and look at, and you can buy the book, and there's so much going on. We can kind of watch her travel the nation and promote watching their dance and watch Huntington's awareness being spread all over. And do you have any final thoughts? That's my last question for our guests.
I always like to tell people that tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And so embrace what you have in your life right now, because we just don't know what's going to happen. And that's what my husband said to me when we first learned about Huntington's. You know, we don't know what the future brings. We just need to be happy in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys can tell just by the pictures we've seen you on social media and things that you guys are very happy. He looks like a very happy man, and looks like you're very lucky to have him in your life. You could tell he loves you very much. I think we can wrap up the show for now. You guys, I will put on the show page all of the links we talked about today to get to be able to purchase Watching Their Dance, and we will put up the review that Therese talked about today on the show so you guys can read it. Yeah, especially because it's talking about HD, and that's always fun to hear what outside people are taught when they talk about Huntington's disease. That's always exciting for us. So we'll put up that onto the show page as well for everyone to be able to read. And I think we can wrap up now. I just wanted to kind of let everyone know about a program that Hope for HD just launched today that will be launched for the next 3 days. It's for Father's Day. We did this for Mother's Day as well. If you know a father that is caring for their child, adult child, or young child with Huntington's disease, there is a link on our website as well on all social media to be able to go and submit that person for a gift card to Starbucks. We know that we wish we could do more, but we also know that caregiving doesn't get a day off. But on Father's Day, we would like to recognize you for all that you are doing, supporting your family if your wife has passed away from Huntington's and you're continuing on raising the children. We did this for Mother's Day, too, and it was a huge success. For our caregivers, our hats are off to you, especially caring for your adult children. Do for all that you guys do. And to all those other dads out there, happy Father's Day. Have a great weekend. And I think we will sign off for now. Tune in next week to hear Sharon Thomason. Talk to you guys later. Everyone have a safe night.
Thank you. You too.